Were you going to unveil some cool secrets today?
I don't think so.
You were really promotional about how people will know all this cool stuff about season two by the end of this episode.
I'm
Rick
Teresi.
You didn't scare me that time.
Good. I'm glad. I'm Rick Teresi. I'm your producer. This is Cami Chaos. She's the talent. We co-host Mildly Interesting People. If this is your first time here, it's great to have you here. Thanks for joining us. You picked the best season to join us.
You did.
Easily.
This isn't the Mildly Interesting People podcast. This is just the Mildly Interesting People production meeting.
Right. Where we talk about the podcast.
You picked the right season, but perhaps the wrong episode.
It's very meta the way we do this. We talk about the podcast before it happens and really just try and give you some insights behind the scenes. So if you've never been to a production meeting, the agenda goes as such. We chit chat a little bit, what we're watching, what's going on. Then we get into production notes like, Then we do Mildly Interesting Questions. We're still doing that this season.
We are still doing that. I appreciate your attempted avoidance. However, we're doing it.
I thought I was done after last season, but apparently I'm not.
You didn't think it was done. You wanted it to be done. That's a different thing.
James Keller says hello from the Facebook.
Hi, James. I love you.
So chit chat, Mildly Interesting Questions. If you haven't seen Mildly Interesting Questions before, it's basically like lightning round question kind of things. We often use it to test drive questions that we may ask guests in the future, but not this season, probably, maybe. But we do need a lot more questions, so who knows. After Mildly Interesting Questions, we'll get into production notes, what's going on behind the scenes, stuff we need to talk about, stuff we want to reveal for you for season two, and then stats, and then we're done. I mean, unless you have questions in the chat that we need to answer.
If we have questions in the chat that we need to answer, then we could make that part of the production meeting.
Oh, no. Mark is also here, but it doesn't appear... Janet is gone, remember?
Janet is on a business trip.
Yeah.
She's at a work function.
It's all right, Mark. We get it. We appreciate you picking up the slack since Janet's not showing up.
Janet is certainly Rick's arch
nemesis. She's my nemesis with her. We should just ask Rick. We should ask lightning round questions for Rick the whole time.
You don't think that is because it bothers you. You don't think that she's gotten to the crux of what...
Worst idea ever.
You. I was writing down all these notes for this show, like our production notes, and I'm just realizing that I didn't write them on the right piece of paper.
Oops.
And I don't know where they went.
James is wondering what your beverage of choice is this evening.
This evening, it is Topo Chico over ice. Ooh, I found it.
So refreshing. All right, let's get into
there's ginger peach iced tea.
Nice.
Decaffeinated.
Let's get into the small talk. What are you watching? What did you want to talk about? Like, how do you want to get warmed up? Any interesting things going on?
Little Spike wants to chat. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Spike, go sit down or come sit down. But this isn't your part of the show, dude. Thank you. Let's talk about what we're watching. What are you watching, Rick?
I don't really know. I don't really have anything that I'm really into right now. We tried the Secret Invasion stuff, and I just wasn't super into it. I got nothing.
By not super into it, do you mean it was very bad?
I can't really say it's bad, but it's not great so far. Oh, and Colin Crook is here on the YouTubes. Hi. Which is nice.
I'm still watching Walker, Texas Ranger.
Nice.
As some sort of depraved mental health situation. It's really fun to see all the cute little like wink, wink, nod, 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 nudges about like Austin culture and Texas culture. That part's really fun. I think it is most of what keeps me around. That and they kick people. I like the kicking.
Huh. Media Chick is here as well, just so you know.
Oh my gosh, Michelle!
It's been a long time.
I went really high-pitched there. So I'm watching that, and then we started watching The Outsider, which is a Stephen King thing.
Is that, which, but that's
it's not
a couple
new.
Years old, right?
I think it was made in like 2020 or something. It's, that's what, but then the exciting thing that we've only seen one episode of because Rick is hoarding it is The Bear season 2 has been released in its entirety, but he's savoring.
If you haven't seen The Bear, go back and watch season 1. It's on Hulu. And yes, season 2 is available. It's my only complaint about The Bear is its half hour segments. So it's really easy to burn through the entire season real quick.
I feel like you're just saying that because you want something negative to be able to say about it, because you also like that it's 30 minute episodes, because it gives us something like a, we know we're going to enjoy it at the end of the day and it won't take up too much time and keep us from going to bed at a reasonable hour. Devil's advocate, typing.
James supports me.
She supports you in being upset that it's too short?
I guess. I don't know. I can only read what people type at me.
It's very confusing when I can't read the questions and answers. But
anything? Oh, there's the silo thing, too.
That's right.
Which we talked a lot about early on, and now the season finale is coming up, so we're going to have to catch up on that.
We were talking with a friend over the weekend about our lack of watching Silo, and I think what it boiled down to is the reason we stopped watching it wasn't that we didn't like it. It was that we had both the Ted Lasso season finale and the Succession, or both the series finale of both Succession and Ted Lasso. Yes. And that was just a lot of feeling to do, and we didn't have any room in our television watching for more big feelings.
Right.
We're slowly coming back to it.
Yeah, I think it would be good to catch up on that, especially with the season finale and all that. Okay, so we're watching stuff. We're not super psyched about anything except old stuff that you've already seen. So
I'm stoked about The Bear.
Yeah, I just didn't want to get too excited about it.
Jamie Lee Curtis is coming.
If you look through the episode, this is not a spoiler because all the episodes are there. If you look through all the episodes, the thing doesn't even happen. Like, there's a cliffhanger for season 3, if they've even been re-upped for season 3.
Yeah, but Jamie Lee Curtis is coming. Jamie Lee Curtis.
Cool.
That's exciting.
Michelle says High Desert is amazing.
Making a note, High Desert.
So that's another one.
Fantastic. All right, should we move on to the mildly interesting questions?
Yes. I have it again. If you haven't been here before, mildly interesting questions are a rapid fire. Lightning
Thank
round.
You. Thank you.
That I still always want to say that. That first, Kimmy asked me 5 questions I've never seen before. I try and answer them as rapidly as I can. If I want to pass, I can, but I still have to come back and deal with the question or questions, depending on how many I skip. And then we reverse roles and I ask Kimmy the questions. And in case you haven't tuned in before, this is my least favorite part.
And it's my most favorite part of the show. I love it. Love this. I live for this. All right, let's do it.
All right, let's go.
Don't you go first? Do I go first? It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a whole week since we've recorded. I know how you kind of gotten out of practice. You ask me first.
I'm going to ask you
questions. Because otherwise you get flustered when I ask you questions.
That's true. All right, let's do this. You ready?
All right, yeah.
Rick, question 1. Word search or crossword?
When I was a kid, it was word search. Like, by far, I loved word search. Now, probably more crossword.
Excellent. Crossword, but it sounds like the nostalgia for the word search is still there.
Excellent. Speaking of nostalgia, I'm kind of nostalgic for season one. I feel like we should be playing some Sarah McLachlan or something right now.
We could do that at the end of the episode if you'd
we
like
can't
to.
Really, because that's copyrighted music, so we can't play that.
If you want to have like a nostalgia, like a wishy 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 fade memory sequence or something, we can do that. But I think we kind of did that with the Breakfast Club thing. We can talk about later. Can I ask you your next question?
Sure, go ahead.
Why do you hate orange chocolate?
I don't understand why those things belong together in any way, shape, or form. I like orange. I like chocolate. I do not like the combination of the orange and the chocolate. And that thing, the orange that you have to smack to crack it open, just seems like a lot of work to get to chocolate. So I just don't. It's not my thing. No offense to people who like it. Please eat all the orange chocolate you want. I want none of it. Take it all for yourselves. I just don't really appreciate it.
That was a very calm answering of a hate question. Well done.
Thanks. It's a whole new Rick. I've turned over a new leaf. I'm not going to be as grumpy as I was in season one.
Really?
Yeah, look at how ebullient I am right now.
Okay. Question number three.
Yes.
If you had to get one spa treatment, a manicure, a pedicure, or a facial, which would you get?
This should have been another why do you hate questions. I would
it will be someday.
Facial.
Why?
Because I don't like people touching my hands and feet. Or my nails.
Okay.
In any way, shape, or form. Okay. Oh, Mark doesn't like the orange chocolate either, so there.
I'm not a fan of the orange. I do like a lemon chocolate. Missionary Chocolates makes a really beautiful lemon.
Why citrus Meyer and lemon. Chocolate? I don't understand.
I don't know. I like the Meyer lemon in the chocolate, though. Okay. Question number four. Indiana Jones or Han Solo?
I'm going to have to go with Han Solo on that one. It's close.
Yeah.
But Indiana Jones made mistakes later in his career that I can't support. Yeah. Although they both fraternize with aliens. So like it kind of comes together.
The parallels are amazing.
Yeah. Right. Han Solo is going to be it.
Last question for this episode.
Yes.
What is the last book that you read cover to cover, meaning actual physical book that you read cover to cover?
Not on like a Kindle or something?
Yeah, like an actual, you were holding the book in your hand and you actually read it all the way through.
I honestly don't know. I've read so many Kindle books. Like, I know. I did so many audiobooks during the pandemic. I was just wondering if it was back here. I don't think it is. I don't know.
Okay.
That's a hard one.
I don't know. It's a valid answer.
Yeah. I could not even tell you. Like, okay. I've been reading Kindle books for the past, 5 years. I mean, like, if somebody I'm a fan of or I know publishes a book, I will often buy the physical copy to support them because, in case folks don't know, I started out as a literary agent. I know how awful the publishing industry is. And so I always try and help people who are part of the publishing industry. But I honestly could not tell you.
Okay. Your turn.
Okay. So what I thought I would do, given that we are, and sorry, folks, who while you're chatting, please feel free to keep going in the chat, but I won't be able to pay attention to chat while I'm doing the questioning. So I will get back to that as quickly as I can. Cammy, I thought since this is the kickoff for season two, all of my mildly interesting questions would be associated with season one.
Oh, excellent. Okay. I feel super great about this.
You say excellent right now. Well, this is your favorite part of the show. So you're automatically going to love it.
Questions is my favorite part of the show. Right. Yes.
So here we go. Are you ready?
Let me get comfortable.
Question number one.
Okay.
What was your favorite part about our behind the scenes production meetings during season one?
That I didn't have to wear pants.
You don't have to wear pants for the show either. Why is that particular to behind the scenes?
Oh, my favorite part of the behind the scenes production meetings is the mildly interesting questions, obviously.
Yeah, there you go. And don't know.
And the fact that I didn't have to wear pants.
Cue a bigger softball up for you and just swing and a miss. Okay. Next question.
I thought you were going to be less grumpy this season.
Look at how happy I am.
Ooh. Did you just hear yourself?
Yeah, I'm grumpy. Super happy. The next question. Using the Price is Right rules, which means you can't overestimate, how far away was our most distant guest when we interviewed them?
75,000 miles. I have no idea.
No, that's
13,000 miles. 13,000 miles.
That's really far away. No, it's okay. There are no wrong answers here.
Yeah.
Also,
I'm going to say 13,000 miles, but I have no idea. I don't understand. distance.
Your second softball, it's the Price is Right rules. You could have just said 1 mile and you would have won. So I tried to help you with that.
I'm not competing against anybody.
Right.
Just because I'm trying to be an honest idiot. Continue.
Okay, this one has a real answer, but no matter what you answer, the last one had a real answer too. But no matter what you answer,
the first one had a real answer too. They all have real answers.
But they're not correct answers. So you can answer this however you like, but I think this is your third softball. So it could be 3 strikes.
You're stressing me out with this. I'm not supposed to be stressed out.
Don't screw
right
this
now.
Up. Don't screw this up. Big time. 2 strikes down. Ball coming in. Here comes the big softball. What was the single most popular day on YouTube for mildly interesting people so far by date?
What?
I don't know. I'm just asking.
Do stats.
If you paid attention while I was doing stats, you might know what this was.
I don't have the answer to this question. This is not in my job description.
Just pick a day. Pick a day that would make sense for us to be popular that would have occurred.
May the 4th.
Oh, that was a really good guess.
Thanks.
That is a good answer.
Thank you.
It was April 1st, but May the 4th is a good day too.
Yeah, yours was more self-deprecating than I am. So is it really April the 1st is when we were most popular?
Yeah, that was our most popular day for some reason. I don't know why.
Interesting.
The shorts were just doing well on that day. Two more questions, 2 to go for season 2.
Okay. But they're about season 1 still.
Correct. This one is about season 1, and then the next one. Wait, no. This one is about season 2.
You're
and the
just
next
very
one's about
confusing.
Season 1.
You just told me they were all going to be
about
season
1. I'm not a good
interviewer.
Why do you make me do this stuff?
All right.
Okay, Rick. Here we go.
Okay.
Here we go. We spoke to a bunch of different folks during season 1. We had a rocket scientist, a rock star, a comedian, mathematician, dance ambassador, a charcuterista. The list goes on and on. What's one area of expertise that you would love to feature or highlight on season 2 that we didn't have the chance to talk to on season 1?
Artists. Creators of physical art.
Medium-based art?
Yes.
Okay, so not like musician artists, but like...
Right, someone who makes a physical art.
Okay.
Like a painter, cool. An embroidery artist, a metal artist, a sculptor. I feel like there's so much amazing art going on in the world, but also in Portland. And I think that that's something that we need to feature. Cool. Also, artists tend to be really interesting people, and our job is finding interesting people for these lovely folks to talk with. So right. There you go.
All right. I like that one. Final question. Which was more appealing to mildly interesting guests in season one, magnets or stickers?
Stickers.
You're right, but not by much.
Like it was close,
it was way closer than I expected it to be.
I expected it to be, yeah. I agree.
It was like, it was, stickers started off strong and then it started to lag. Mm-hmm. And then it looked like it was coming back, and then magnets came on strong. If you don't believe me, there's a playlist with all the questions. You can go watch it. They're only like 30 seconds a piece.
Nice.
But that's, yeah. So that's the final question. You got through it all. Congratulations.
You were mean.
I was not
very
mean.
You were grumpy.
I was nostalgic.
You were grumpy.
There's a difference between mean and nostalgic. Okay.
You can be mean while you're being nostalgic. I have faith in you.
Michelle is calling me out for asking fact-based questions. I think
Thank
it's funny.
You, Michelle. That is not the point of this. Thank you. Thank you for getting it.
One of them was just opinion.
Most of them weren't. Let's go on with
maybe
the
I'm
show.
Maybe I'm changing the format for
okay,
the production.
Okay, well then it'll just be a lot of me being wrong about things, but it's supposed to be there's no wrong answers to the mildly interesting questions.
There wasn't a wrong answer.
Spike is calling you on that now.
Whatever. All right, so let's get into the production notes. Where do you want to start with your production notes? Do you have anything that you want
my
to cover?
My big thing is just that I think we underutilized Pod Inbox last season. And
agreed.
This season we are set up early and ready to have all of our amazing humans in the world that want to comment or leave a note or like whatever. You want to say something on the air on a production meeting? You've got a question for someone? You can call on the phone.
On the web phone.
You can leave a voicemail. On the internet.
On the internet
for
websites.
People. Yeah. So Rick
so
has
I dropped,
set
I
up
dropped
a new
the
link.
Link in the chat. So you got it's in the chat.
But he'll also link it up in wherever this link magnet section.
Yeah.
He'll link it.
Whatever.
So we're going to be making better use of Pod Inbox this season. But only if all of our amazing listeners and viewers, it's not like I'm going to call the Pod Inbox and leave messages. That would be kind of weird, but now I kind of want to. Maybe that's what I'll
turn
do.
Turn on the voice distortion so it sounds like you're in some witness protection program. I have a very important question about mildly interesting people.
If you wake up in the middle of the night and I'm on the phone, don't worry about it. It's not me leaving messages
sure,
for Pod
sure.
Inbox.
All right. Fine.
Good use of my insomnia. So that was my big thing for season two. And
Pod
then
Inbox.
Pod Inbox.
Okay. Yeah, I think we just – so in case folks don't know, we not only have the opportunity to listen to your messages and like all that kind of thing, but we can also bring them here. We can download them, bring them to the show. You get to be part of the show even though you're not part of the show or – whatever. You're part of the show. We can't hear you or see you. We can see
you
typing.
They're all part of the production team. They're here at the production meeting. Did you
they
tell
are part
them?
Of the they are part of the production crew now. Yes.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Crew.
They're getting the deepest, darkest, mildly interesting secrets we have to bear when it comes to production.
Secrets.
Secrets from mildly interesting people.
I can tell them another secret.
What
the
is cat that?
Went to the bathroom, and the box is in this room.
Yep, not in my studio. Oh, Mark is wondering if we get crew shirts. I'm thinking that's a good idea.
Yes.
Cool. And are we out of stickers? Production note: are we done with stickers?
We are low on stickers, but we're not replacing them because there's a will they, won't they with the new logo. And yep. So I need to have a meeting, a thing and some stuff. Yeah.
So if you need,
I like crew shirts.
I like that idea too.
Good thinking, Mark.
If you haven't gotten the sticker yet though, please.
Rick will link up the sticker mm-hmm. order
always do.
Request. And then you can say, hey, I want stickers. And then I have to mail you stickers, but we'd have no magnets. So don't ask for a magnet.
No magnets yet.
I want buttons.
Call up One Inch Round. Got to get that stuff done.
I know.
Not a sponsor.
Not a sponsor, but we will pay One Inch Round to make us buttons for all
love
projects.
The One Inch Round.
Until the end of time. Just saying.
Okay. We are flying. This is the most efficient production meeting we've ever had. This must be season two.
This must be season two. We know our shit now. We've got it together.
Yeah, we got it dialed.
It's time to talk about stats. Let's do stats. Would you like me to go first? I just have one.
Wait.
Do you have production notes?
I do. I have two production notes. Okay. One along the same lines as the pod inbox. And the funniest thing about this, just so folks who are watching live right now know, like, you can all hear Spike, but the recording software we use totally edits him out, like background noise. So we will make these comments about Spike live on the air, and people will be like, what are you talking about? Do you hear a cat? Because we don't hear a cat.
Spike.
Are you batshit crazy? Yes, we are. So true. Much like wanting to use the pod inbox, the other thing we wanted to let folks know is we, in addition to Instagram and Facebook, we also have a newsletter that goes out on a monthly basis. So if you're like, I can't pay attention to your dumbasses every week, just let me know once a month when you got something going on.
I can't pay attention to our dumbasses every week. I feel you.
That's fine. But you can sign up for the newsletter, and then magically at the end of every month, you will get a little newsletter that says, hi, we love you. And these are some people we talk to make you more interesting. You may think you're super interesting. These people are wildly interesting. And once you know them, you'll be even more interesting than you already are interesting. So
truly,
watch
you have
it.
A dizzying intellect.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a circuitous argument, but still, just trust me. It's on the Substack. If you, it's like mildly interesting people, because we picked the shortest name in the world. It's mildlyinterestingpeople.substack.com.
Here's the thing.
I'll link
Rick
it
really,
up.
Rick really likes newsletters. Newsletters are his thing.
I think like is an understatement.
It is an understatement. Rick wants to have babies with newsletters. That's why he has so many newsletters.
I don't want to have
They're
babies
his little
with
babies.
Anybody.
He's got little baby newsletters.
Anybody or anything.
But he really likes newsletters. So please subscribe to the newsletter just so that Rick can send more newsletters to more people.
And if you would like them more often, if you want them on a weekly basis, I'll send them to you every week. I don't care. Just let me know. Do you want them every day?
No, Rick, we have to draw the line daily.
How are you doing?
No, we draw the line, baby, at the daily newsletters.
Fine.
Can subscribe to you on Twitter for daily or Instagram.
Whatever. All right. So newsletter. Facebook page where, like, we need to tell you people on Facebook because that's where you're watching it. YouTube's Instagram. Instagram's where you get all the reels and things, and they come up on the
pictures that will annoy Rick. He hates it.
Yeah, it's great. So it's
super good use of my time. I like it.
If you like torturing me like Janet, who didn't even bother to show up for season two, then subscribe to the Instagram and
this is going to come back to haunt you,
Mark,
later.
Mark, would you do me a favor and please make sure she knows how upset I am? Okay. Anyway.
Mark? Yeah, actually, do tell her. Do tell her, because then she'll get really pissed and she'll have to fly out here.
All right.
Okay. So it's good. Yeah, I was going to say don't tell her because I don't want her to kill my partner, but.
The only other thing I wanted to touch on production notes wise is during season one, we would do a production meeting once a week. And then we started testing live, which congratulations, you're soaking in it. And we like this format, but we feel like subjecting you this subjecting you to this week after week after week live is probably a little too much for you and potentially a lot too much for us. So what we're going to do is cut the live back to once a month. So we'll make sure y'all know, we'll get them scheduled really early. You can clear your calendar, draw a bath, whatever the hell you need to do to be in the live stream mood, set the mood for the live stream. I don't know, but
are you all hearing him right now? Is he,
this is season two. This is my character for season two.
Okay. I need a new character for season two.
I'm leaning in. So, apparently Mark says she's going to double down next episode and really get me. All right, great. So I got a whole month to prepare. It's fine.
You should be afraid of Janet. That's all I'm going to tell you. You're right to be afraid of her. She is as frightening as she is amazing.
So the next production meeting live will be a month from today-ish. So Tuesday or something. We'll figure it out. But we'll get those scheduled so you know when they are. And you can come join us and type at us about things. So that's that. Oh, Substack monthly on Tuesday. I've covered my production notes.
What day of the week or month does the mildly interesting newsletter come out? Or is that a just feel it?
End of the month.
Depending on
what's going on, it'll either, like, if we have an episode that comes out on the 30th, I'll probably wait till the 1st or whatever, you know. So we'll just play it by ear, but it'll be it'll be a month's recap of what's been going on. It seemed like there was something else production-wise that
crew
we had
shirts,
chatted about.
Obviously, we need to talk more about the crew shirts.
Swag. But there was something about the video or the audio. I can't remember what it was.
Is it that your light died? You were really sad when your light died.
No, it was something like there was something serious that we were talking about, and I've lost it. So I guess you'll have to wait till next month for us to come up with whatever that note was. Okay, so now it's time for stats. Cammie, are you ready with
your
stats?
I have one stat to share.
Yes.
It looks like I'm touching my ear to hear what's going on, and really it's just because it felt like my
The rest of the production crew in the booth is talking to her through her earpiece.
That would be great. Could we get that to work so that I can hear the live chat with the Facebook people? Or I just get Janet on the phone when we do episodes. Just have her.
That's possible, I guess. Speaking of swag, just I didn't want to miss this. James said she would pay for a hoodie. So hoodies may also be in the mix. Okay.
In a no pressure situation, we have an amazing, amazing person who's working on a logo for us, and we don't want to pressure this person to produce it quickly. And we're just chill. And so I'm kind of holding back on swag until we get there. But
you can't rush the creative process.
I want a hoodie. So yeah, maybe we consider a little print as you go store for people who want.
Maybe we do a hoodie with some Velcro on it, and then we have a patch that they can tear off and put the new logo on when it comes out.
I thought you were going to be like a crew patch or something that they could put on it. Velcro. Or zippers is a great. All right. 240 is the answer
to the Instagram
question that no one asked. Yes, 240 followers on Instagram.
Huh. What have you done? That's like 20 more followers since the last time we talked.
Is it? Okay. Well,
I think so.
I've been lovable.
Cool. Well, let's that's keep me off that platform then, if that's what it takes to get people. So, so we have more Instagram followers. That's great. Podcast, the audio version. Again, if you're listening to this, apologies for you not having the visuals to accompany the audio. But we're at 1,408 plays again, consistently, just week after week. I don't think we get a lot of new subscribers, or we get new subscribers and they just listen to the most recent episode. So mm-hmm. it stays pretty consistent every week, which is great. I would like to figure out ways to ensure, and maybe Pod Inbox is that way, but just to ensure that people who only listen to audio and don't engage with the video or the lives, that they have a way of communicating with us about what's going well or what they would like to change. So we'll make sure and highlight ways to do that for those folks.
You can't change the host or the producer. Those are kind of set.
You can have less of the producer on the thing, because there's a neat little feature on the production software that I use where I can be here with Cammy and the guest, but you can't see me and you can't hear me, and I could just cause trouble while they are doing things. Okay, so trouble. YouTube. I was really hoping to kick off season two that we would have had some mildly interesting win, like some milestone, and I was looking for it, but we are so close. We have 112,000 views on YouTube so far, which is 12,000 more than last time we celebrated. And then I was hoping we'd get to 300 subscribers. We have 296 on YouTube subscriber wise. So I was hoping we'd have like a certain number of videos. We have like 198 videos uploaded. So we're like real close on a few fronts, but those celebrations will have to be reserved for next month. Or in between. Like if we hit them in between, we'll record a small win. We're all about the small wins
and the celebration of the small wins. Give me a win to celebrate this weekend, please. I don't care which one it is. I don't even know who I'm asking. Well, just universe.
They don't have much control over how many videos we're going to upload.
I need a win, universe. Do something nice. For lots of people, not just me. I don't know. I feel like I'm asking the universe for too much.
She desperately begs for subscribers.
No, now I feel viewers. Like I ask the universe for too much, and I'm just like, now I feel guilty, and
And on that high note, that's the production meeting.
Good.
Anything else you'd like to cover?
This is a super action-packed, emotional roller coaster of an episode.
No. Media chick has jumped platforms from – she was on YouTube. Now she's over on Facebook. She could be on both. Who knows? And she's really curious what stars are. Stars are like the like if you'd watched Twitch or any of the other kind of like live emote kind of things, I think stars are some semblance of that in the Facebook world. Don't click it. Do not click it.
Don't they try to charge you money for the stars?
Probably.
Yeah. I don't pay Facebook money to give stars to people. That just seems like a bad idea. Sorry.
All right.
Facebook.
So that's it. That's the production meeting. Let's wrap it up. Like people have got
this
things
feels
to
like
do.
Super it's Tuesday night. Anticlimactic. I feel like without Janet here to make you miserable.
Janet really slows things down. Look at how efficient we are when Janet's on a business trip. Good to know. All right. So
Can I say something?
Yeah, of course.
Hey, you guys. No, I hate saying guys, but I've been trying not to say you guys for years, and it still lingers in my vocabulary. So, hey, folks, thanks for tuning in. But more importantly, we've got some really awesome people in store for you for season two. So I'm really hoping that you're going to check out the interview podcasts, like the actual Mildly Interesting People podcasts, because I cannot wait for you to meet some of these people. there is a person that we're going to be talking to this week that I've never gotten the chance to meet, and I am starstruck. I'm so excited to talk to them. So just know that there's some really fun stuff coming up, and I can't wait for you to experience with us, and I really want to hear what you think about it. So let us know. Or have your cat record messages from my cat. I don't care. Right. Either way, just, yeah.
Well, and to remind you about something that may have seemed slightly confusing, Cammy and I will always be mildly interesting, but you will become more interesting by meeting these people that we are introducing you to. So you owe it to yourself to show up, to make yourself better by meeting these wildly interesting people. We've tried, we've talked to thousands of wildly interesting people. We're just, this is what you get. This is as good as it's going to get. But with these people, you have the chance to improve yourself because they are wildly interesting. And you'll be like, isn't my life is better? I didn't realize it would be. But because I listened to Cammy and Rick talk to that wildly interesting person, I am now a better person for it. And isn't that really what it's all about? So please.
You're enjoy starting to sound like a telephone.
All the wildly. No. No.
Hey, you want to do a telethon?
More than anything. That sounds great.
All right, let's end it there. He's agreed to do a telethon with me.
All right, folks. Thanks for showing up. glad you got me into this mess. Happy you're joining us for another season. Welcome to season two of Mildly Interesting People. We'll have content for you and stuff. Okay?
That sounded like you wanted to make a threat, but we will have content for you and stuff.
Have your content.
Love your content and you'll like it.
Yep.
Maybe. All right. I hope. I really hope.
Bye. Bye-bye. Thanks for coming. Talk to you soon.